Blog Talk Radio.
Nickname Trey, Polo and Dockers every day, and 80 years.
That means I get that cash for all the teachers in the past. And tell the haters, kiss my. When I hear that bell, but I'm trying to graduate and get my paycheck. So school's the answer, then break my neck. Yo, life's a killer, but I gotta live it. So in order to live it, David J gotta kill it. Time to get to business, gotta test tomorrow. Fast class, tryna pass with the league, no follow. Keep sounding alien. I'm like, I speak the English, no complaint, they Canadian. Red dot on my forehead, but I am Indian. Disregard administration, cook up the bacon, yo. Essay in my English class. Like I said before, I'm trying to finish first, no less. All the nasty complications giving my mind a rest. 8 o'clock p.m., I do my homework, gonna crash.
Always riding around by my dear friend Mars Mills. Check out more from David J at Reverb Nation, and therefore you can link up with his other, his YouTube channel and other social networking sites that he's a part of. And plus, Mars, like always, check out his Facebook fan page, The Mars Mills Experience. I almost got caught off guard. I was responding to an email that I just received from Andre Simone that he's sending out to those of us with, which purchased the song America. And so he sent out a private song, a private link to a song that he's currently working on, Andre Simone. If you all did not know this, or those of you all listening that's not familiar with Minneapolis sound music, he's was Prince's like best friend during their childhood, and also was one of the original bandmates of Prince's band in the 70s, and also Andre Simone is a sought-out producer, artist, writer himself, and he has recently produced a song by the name of America, and it's an awesome song. And yeah, I know I'm on Team Romney, but I am a big fan and supporter of the first family and President Obama, and so the money that he raised from the sales from his song going to the Obama campaign. It's an awesome song, and I will play it again during the broadcast of this episode. I played it 3 times yesterday during my broadcast of weekend edition of Cut the Shock Entertainment Report, where I talked about Prince and MPG, Prince past, present, and future. And we will be doing more episodes focusing on Prince and artists and musicians whom he has worked with, and many, especially those that were pioneers in creating the Minneapolis sound, because Andre Simone and Morris Day and Jesse Johnson are definitely pioneers also in creating sound, the Minneapolis sound. You know, a lot of cities have their sound, Philadelphia sound. Here in Mississippi, we have our sound, and Minneapolis definitely have an original sound. So I almost got caught off guard because I was responding to his email and can't wait to listen to another song, but, you know, he's only going to have the song up privately for like 24 hours. So if you check your email, if you have purchased the song America, because he sent the song out only to a few people. So you might be that few just like me to get an opportunity to get this private listen. But again, whoa, congratulations to Keith Urban and Nicki Minaj. They are the official American Idol judges, and they've already started working. And also, today is a big day for those of us who do love Prince and his music. going to be on The View this morning. He, Rosario Dawson, Van Jones, a community activist in the Chicago area, and but Prince. You remember last time he appeared on The View, he surprised the ladies. Only Whoopi Goldberg knew that he would appear, but Sherry knows this time. So just happy Motivating Monday, and thank you for joining the show this morning. If not for the entire show, at least for a little time, okay? Well, you appreciate it. Here's Daydreamer.
Thank you.
714-409-0614 to call in if you just want to listen. If you would like to speak also, press 1. And also I'm in the chat room, and I have guests in the chat room also, so good morning to guests in the chat room. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you also. And there are celebrity birthdays too. So just happy birthday, happy anniversary. If it's your anniversary, if you're not going through anything so hot, I send hugs and prayers in your direction, and I thank you for the love that you send in my direction also. But celebrities celebrating birthdays today are actor Kyle Chandler of Friday Night Lights. He's turning 47. And kind of decrease the background noise. Charles Grassley, U.S. Senator, Republican of Iowa, 79. David Satter, retired Supreme Court Justice, 73. Phil Jackson, basketball coach, 67. Fee-Wei Bill, rock singer with the Tubes, 62. Cassandra Peterson, actress, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, 61. Rita Rutner, she's funny, comedian, 59. Boz Luhrmann, director of Moulin Rouge, 50. Constantine Morales, I loved him, singer, actor from American Idol and The Bold and Beautiful, he's 37. John Walker, rock musician, Panic at the Disco, oh my God, I love that band, Panic at the Disco, 27. Actor Matthew Settle, Gossip Girl, Band of Brothers, he turns 43 and he is handsome. Oh, my God. But highlighting history today, September 17, 1862, Union forces hurled back a Confederate invasion of Maryland in the Civil War Battle of Antietam. With nearly 23,000 killed, wounded, and missing or captured, it remains to be the bloodiest day in U.S. military history. And also in 1787, the U.S. Constitution was completed and signed by a majority of delegates attending the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. And I was just watching WAPT News, and Travelle Elin was just interviewing a woman regarding an event in town, and 16 News is celebrating Constitution Week, and I guess it's Constitution Week everywhere. Then also in 1907, Warren Burger, the 15th Chief Justice of U.S. Supreme Court, was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. And here's some football history. You know, we were talking about football, the coaches, the head coaches in the league on Friday, which continue this Friday. The American Professional Football Association, a precursor of the National Football League, was formed in Canton, Ohio. In Canton, Ohio. So that answers the question to those of you who wonder why Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame museum is located in Canton, Ohio. There's your answer. The comedy series MASH premiered on CBS in 1972. NASA unveiled the Space Shuttle Enterprise in 76. I remember those days because then I was in third grade. I was fascinated with space studies then also, and you all know that's the same year or the year after my mom and sister and I seen a UFO too. But I've always been fascinated with space study and other, and have always understood that it's so important for us to study space. You know, not that I would be willing to go up there, but there are those that will go into space and study, and that's so important. Now we have satellites and everything, but it's still important to send astronauts and scientists up in space to investigate and study and research what's going on out there. But then, I know I sound kind of crazy now, but what, tell me something that I don't know. And today's the anniversary of what? Occupy Wall Street. A demonstration colonists of Occupy Wall Street began in New York exactly a year ago today. I had just seen news reports on television this morning as I was doing morning stuff where Occupy Wall Street protesters are planning to, like, bombard traffic tomorrow morning. And they're going to do, like, a host of sit-ins and just pack up the streets of Wall Street on tomorrow. So that's going to be a sight to see. But I must happy anniversary to the Occupy Wall Street protesters. I support the protesters. Yeah, as long as they're doing everything in a quiet and decent manner and respectable manner. Like here, you know, they had when protesters had to get the proper permits and everything to be able to protest in a local park that's located downtown Smith Park. And, you know, as I know, we didn't have any trouble with the protesters here. So, you know, are they wrong? Are the points they make, is it not true? You know, really, you know, even some of us that are not vocal probably do agree with some of the points that Occupy Wall Streeters are protesters make. That's just what I'm saying, you know. But let's play another song. Who's going to hold you? Davey Hamilton.
I'm going to hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin while we're sleeping. Going to watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes, kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. You start to lose the disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. So reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing, I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair, when there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair. I'm gonna be there by your side when life's too hard to take. Should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you. I'm your Lord. Darkness, you can't see things clear. So reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing through, with love that's true, I'm gonna hold you. Darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here.
To talk about from a teacher strike in Chicago. I had heard a report, not some reading report, where the mayor of Clinton, he said he would even take it to court. But there's some other like current stories that's breaking as I broadcast. But right now I'm looking at the stories regarding Kate. And Kate and William have just been enjoying their second honeymoon. And I just love seeing the footage and the pictures of them enjoying their vacation. But one thing about it, the Royals are really pissed, and her husband, Prince William, is really pissed regarding these topless pictures being spread all around the world. And so I'm checking out an article right now from the Globe and Mail, and it headlines, "The Royal Suit as Topless K-Pix Spread to an Italian Magazine," and it's written by Rory Mulholland, Paris agency French Press. And this story was just updated. And there's a picture of Catherine and in the Hannah Airy Solomon Allen. And it states that the Britain's royals embarked on a legal battle Monday to try to stop the spread of topless photos of Prince William's wife, Catherine, as an Italian magazine splashed the pictures across a special 38-page edition. "The Queen is Nude," read the front page headline of Chi magazine, which reproduced the photos first published last week by the French publication Closer. Like Chi, Closer is owned by former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Royals to launch a criminal complaint over topless Kate photos. Irish tabloids publishes topless Kate photos and privacy distinction between Kate's topless shots and Harry News of pics are other articles related to this story. It is closer that William, the second in line to the throne, and his wife are targeted at court in the Paris suburb Nanterre. Their lawyers were due on Monday to seek an injunction to stop the magazine reselling the images. The couple also lodging a criminal complaint with French prosecutors seeking damages from the Gossip Mag and from the photographer who took the photos with a powerful telephoto lens as the couple holidayed in southern France. When I first heard of that, I told my mother, I said, they must have used a long lens camera and was like far from distance to get those pictures, you know? And that is just wow. Lawyers with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge argue that publishing the photos of Catherine sunbathing semi-naked at a chateau and of William rubbing sun cream on her behind breached their privacy. The prince is furious over the images, which drew comparisons with press harassment of his mother, Diana, who died in Paris car crash in 97, while pursued by the paparazzi. No newspaper or magazine in Britain, whose racy, mad-selling tabloids have frequently been accused of unwarranted intrusion into the lives of the rich and famous, has announced plans to publish the offending photographs. I mean, private moment between a young couple honeymooning and sunbathing, what people do. Oh my God. But I guess they're saying, well, just average people don't bring in the money that these photos, but this is definitely a private moment at a private home between a young, beautiful couple celebrating, they're going into their second year of marriage. My God. But the possibility of legal action failed to intimidate Irish or Italian titles, with the pics of Catherine's son and herself in the bikini briefs appearing Saturday in a Dublin tabloid and Chi magazine publishing them on Monday. Chi produced a special edition featuring the grainy photos along with a series of articles on topics such as Kate's breasts, natural or fake. The Mondadori Group, which owns the magazine, is chaired by Mr. Berlusconi's daughter, Marina Berlusconi, who on Sunday defended running the pictures as a matter of editorial freedom. And the magazine's editor, Alfonso Signorini, argued in the special edition that the pictures represented extraordinary reportage. For the first time, the future Queen of England was appearing in a natural way without the constraints of etiquette, he wrote. In 2006, Chi sparked outrage in Britain when it printed a photo of a fatally injured Princess Diana being given oxygen at the scene of the high-speed crash in Paris Road Tunnel in 97, together with details from her autopsy. A royal spokeswoman declined to comment Sunday. Obviously, these are controversial mags anyway. It looked like they might be going, going to court. But I guess the magazine say, well, it's the photographer what magazine wouldn't turn down these type of pictures? I mean, probably the freelance photographer. It might have been a photographer for the magazine. We don't know, do we? But, you know, wow. It's wild. When I had a sales of the magazine was doing, people are so driven by this. All proportionate responses would be kept under view. Oh, wait a second. A Royal Sportsman declined to comment Sunday on whether the Royal family was launching legal action against either Chi or the Irish Daily Star. All proportionate responses would be kept under review, she said. Unlike Mondadori, the two media groups that jointly own the Irish Daily Star condemned its decision to run the pictures. Britain's Northern and Shell Group said it would take an immediate step to shut down the joint venture with Dublin-based publisher Independent News and Media, which runs the Irish Daily Star. Last month, photos emerged of William's brother, Prince Harry, cavorting naked with women at a Las Vegas party. But this is different. Prince Harry was out in public at a public place, at a public hotel in Las Vegas. Obviously, everything that happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas. And obviously, he was having a grand old good time. Being a young bachelor, again, having a good time, just having a good time. And the two images of Harry are widely available on the Internet, but written only the Sun newspaper published them. The palace has said the couple who were in the Solomon Islands on Monday remain focused on their 9-day Southeast Asian and Pacific tour, marking the Queen's 60th year on the throne. So I posted this article on Facebook now. I'm tweeting it out. But, wow. Much love to you, Kate and William, and keep your heads up. Have a good time, you know, and I'm sure, you know, Kate has, her body is, I'm sure, gorgeous. I don't want to say it's not distasteful, but I'm sure the pictures are not hideous. So you all should be ashamed of yourself. Honestly, I'm talking about you photographers. I mean, my goodness, I know you get paid, but good money, but still. I mean, would you want someone to invade your privacy like that while you're celebrating with your loved ones? I don't think so. But the magazines, they're saying, well, if someone comes to me with pictures like this, I'm going to print them. But then, you know, I don't know. I'm an avid photographer, freelance photographer, and I love photography. But invading someone's privacy like that, that is just so sad. Really, I know. I'll be quiet. Here's Austin Brown, Menage a Trois.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
to fit. You fall in a kid. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's a ménage à trois.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love of the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to fit.
You fall in a kid. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between,
caught in between.
Oh, can't be mean. I've got to choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's ménage à trois.
Yeah,
but it's ménage à trois.
Again, welcome to Motivating Monday. I'm reading another article about Nicki Minaj and Keith Urban being named the new judges. This is from USA Today, written by Bill Cavini, and it states that American Idol is been viewed its world like a extreme makeover in its biggest judging overall to date. The Fox singing competition has announced the addition of two stars, rapper Nicki Minaj and country singer Keith Urban. Love, 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 love Keith Urban. I love Nicki Minaj, but I'm a longtime fan of Keith Urban and his missus. Who will join newcomer Mariah Carey and original panelist Randy Jackson for season 12? The four judges, along with host Ryan Seacrest, joined their first audition section Sunday in New York. The panel touches most of the major music bases as Idol, which returns in January, will have its first judges with backgrounds in rap and country. Idol is hoping for the kind of success it had when it hired Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler in 2010 and saw ratings rise for the first time in five seasons. Says analyst Brad Adgate of ad firm Horizon Media, ratings dipped significantly, however, in their second and final year. Counting pop diva Carey, we have three different musical tastes. I think there's something for everyone, says Adgate, who expects an initial curiosity factor. Country music is very popular format, and it looks like the show is trying to get young viewers because both these new judges have an appeal with younger viewers, particularly Nicki Minaj. Idol's median age has risen ever since 2002 when it was launched. Minaj is 29, known for explicit animated lyrics and sexy, outlandish costumes, has seen her career powered by two hit albums, Pink Friday 2010 and Pink Friday Roman Reloaded 2012. The Starship singer, born in Trinidad, used several alter egos in her rhymes and has a base of rabid fans who call themselves Barbies. Grammy winner Urban is 44, who last week announced he was bound out of Australia's version of The Voice, released his sixth studio album, Get Closer. In 2010, it follows 2009's platinum-selling Defying Gravity. The Nashville-based singer married to actress Nicole Kidman was born in New Zealand and raised in Australia. Nick is an unbelievable, captivating international phenomenon who has made an inedible mark on rap and pop. And Keith is another great addition to Idol. He's one of the biggest stars in country music, said Mike Darnell, Fox's reality programming chief. The network announced in July that Carey 42 would join the season 12 panel. The singing competition focus these days is on contemporary star power, from Idol to Fox's The X Factor to NBC's The Voice. Agate says, they're going in for, let's get a big name. I think someone like X Factor Simon Cowell would never get a job as a judge with the current trend. That's a great problem, says Richard Rushfield, author of American Idol, The Untold Story. Skylar Lane, she posted a beautiful picture yesterday on her Facebook page. You know, I'm in Jackson, and she's from Brandon. Brandon is just outside of Jackson. And I think the tour is like ending this weekend. So Skylar, I guess, will be heading to Nashville. I think that she signed with a Nashville country record label. An office singing contest. The three people who have turned out to be very good at doing this over all these years are Cowell, Expective, L.A. Reid, and Idol mentor Jimmy Iovine. And they're all record executives, he says. On Idol, the question is, what kind of judges would they be? Maybe one of them would turn out to be the person who can really shape the show and just explain the process to viewers. But thus far, stars have improved very great doing that. In the past year, Russ Bill says stars such as Duet, Kelly Clarkson, and X-Factor's Britney Spears provided a straight-out-the-gate ratings bump. To be exact, 326. I don't think if Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler were introduced now that they would drive up ratings the very first year even. It's just been so saturated with singing shows and music stars. With the addition, Idol, hello, my friends in the chat room, the new shows will replace Lopez and Tyler, who announced their departures this summer after two seasons. The makeup of judge and panels has become much more variable in recent years. It was a rock of certainty for much of its run, with the original three judges, Jackson, Paula Abdul, and Simon Cowell, all worked together for the first eight seasons, the last of Kara Delgarty. Since then, Abdul, Cowell, and Delgarty left, and new judges, Lopez, Tyler, and Ellen DeGeneres, remember, have come and gone. Going forward, judging changes are likely to be more frequent than in the past. Fox Entertainment Chairman Kevin Riley said recently. So that was from USA Today, and I've read other news from other outlets also. But hello to my friends in the chat room. Happy New Week. Should be a fun and blessed and exciting one. You know, we just have to keep our heads up even when it has its moments also, right? Okay, where is DJ Khaled? All I do is win.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit.
We'll be right back.
Woo, DJ Khaled, Weak Instigator. Check him out on SoundCloud. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Here are a couple of public service announcements. Thank you for listening to Motivating Monday with the Shock Entertainment Report.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Those are my friends. And Big D, West Ford and the Foundry. Check them out. Like the fan page at Facebook at the West Ford and the Foundry fan page. And also on Reverb Nation. I know I'm getting a little step ahead of myself. ReverbNation.com. Also, West Ford and the Foundry. If you see that awesome logo, you'll know them when you see them. Awesome, awesome. They'll be uploading more songs and also promoting more dates. And they're based in Big D. So shout out to Lori Scott with Ford and the Foundry, my crazy friend, attorney, Jay Lucas, Jay Fro. Thank you all. Really appreciate you and love you very, very much. But, hey, let's listen to America the Beautiful. I ain't playing it in a minute. By Imprint, based in UK. What's up, UK? Good afternoon.
Thank you.
America the Beautiful imprint. Check her music out at ReverbNation.com also. She's based in the UK. Here's the song that you guys didn't listen yesterday in her America by Andre Simone. Check it out right now. Tweet him at Andre Simone and also a network with him via Facebook at Andre Simone. And also Prince and the MPG has an official Twitter handle. That handle is Prince, capitalized letters Prince, _MPG. That's the official Twitter handle where you can network with Prince and the band and stay updated with what's going on in the MPG world. Andre Simone, America's very inspiring patriotic song that was inspired for Andre to write the president. President Obama inspired him to write that song. And like I said before, I can't wait to, I'm loving networking with you all and broadcasting this morning, but I received this email right before the show and I haven't had a chance to listen to another song that he sent out privately called American Dream. And I can't wait to check this out. Well, maybe I should be quiet. It's supposed to be private. I shouldn't be telling it. But he said it might or might not be on the new album that he's currently working on. So you all, you and Prince, you guys, you know how excited I get when I hear anything Minneapolis related to Prince and news related to Andre Simone and the time and all those guys. I get so excited when I hear good news happening. But, yeah, a lot of things are kept are meant to be private. So I need to check this song out because it's only going to be up for 24 hours. And if you have purchased America, the reason I'm talking about it, because everybody does not check their emails properly and in a timely manner. So if you have purchased that song, America, that I just played, check your emails like ASAP, because he sent out versions of another song that you will only have a limited time to listen to. So that's the reason why I'm talking about that private song, because I don't want others to miss out on listening to it also. What are some of your favorite health and fitness books that you've been checking out? That's something that I want to hear. There are so many health and fitness books out there, nutrition books out there, and I've posted a couple articles on Amazon, a couple articles on my Pinterest board in regards to good health and so on. But what are some of your favorite books? And really, it don't have to be current books, but books of the past also. Fitness and health books. I love reading Jillian Michael books also. But there are some hot books out there, some popular books, and everybody might not know about books that they should really be reading and books that are really effective and important. But my friend in the chat room is talking to me. But also, I will be sharing some advice from the book that I've been sharing advice from throughout the summer. And now we're a week away from autumn. But I still will be sharing information from Walk Off Weight, a book authored by Prevention.com Fitness Director Michelle Stanton. Because I know if you haven't purchased the book yet, what are you waiting for? And also, I know you're loving some of the tips that I've been sharing, because they're basic. Everybody can exercise. I mean, even people that are wheelchair bound can exercise and do can exercise. Stretch your legs and work on your upper body and so on. So important for all of us, regardless of what we're going through, to exercise, to do basic stretches and to walk. And if you might not be walking up the weight, but just want to be fit and healthy. So I know it. Before I go any farther, I wanted to talk about another article regarding another favorite artist of mine, and that's Madonna. Madonna's younger brother has a new shoe line. And this headline is from mb.com.ph, Manila Bulletin Publishing Corporation. Madonna's brother takes rubber-soled step into spotlight. In London, Christopher Ciccone, the younger brother of pop star Madonna, took a rubber-soled step outside of his family sibling's shadow on Friday as he launched his first shoe collection at the start of London Fashion Week. Ciccone, 51, spun a modern twist on functional footwear using rubber, leather, and canvas to reinvent riding boots, Wellington boots, boat shoes, brogues, and sandals. Using a mixture of bold block hues, geometric prints, and strap details, the prices of the collection range from £39 to just under £300, American dollars, $63 to $480. It's the art that follows the form that follows the function. I'm an artist, so everything that I create comes from that world. Ciccone told Rudy, and that he was inspired by the work of Georgia O'Keeffe, Mondrian, and Delacroix. Madonna did not attend the launch. Well, I think she was performing in like Toronto or somewhere. Madonna did not attend the launch, but she was there in spirit as her latest hit song, Girl Gone Wild, played alongside other pop hits during Ciccone's presentation at the London's Trendy Strand Gallery. The collection itself was designed for anybody who likes to wear shoes and where God made weather. But Ciccone did have something picked out for Madonna, a pair of black leather cowboy-inspired boots with bold cutout details that he said, just say her name louder. We haven't spoke specifically about the collection itself. We have strictly brother-sister relationship right now, Ciccone said about Madonna. He added, obviously, I'm sure I've sent her some shoes. Ciccone's collection for men, women, and children will be showcased in New York, Paris, and Vienna as part of a worldwide traveling trunk show. But he said he was keen to debut the shoes in London. I've always had a real connection to the city. I just love it here. I think the footwear connects to this city itself. from the design point of view and from the functional point of view. I just couldn't see doing it in Paris or Milan. London has an easier side to it, he said. The Coney sales agent, John Austin, said that the collection hoped to cater to a gap in the crowded footwear market, bringing high quality to affordable functional shoes. It's a very crowded market, so we believe it's different enough, Austin said. That is awesome. I want to see more. I guess he has a website. I want to see more. I want to see those shoes. That inspires me not to give up lunching my loungewear, pajama line, and also other lines that I sketch and design. Just lounging, because, you know, I always wanted to own my own boutique salon and also see my designs in my favorite high-end and affordable stores, especially stores. But we're going to talk about walk up the weight, and also what are some of the top most popular fitness and health books out there.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious, swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddies full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Wrapped in punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, SeaBiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and me, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna, new whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for folk play, photocal blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexing, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm Birdo, sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag, we're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
High fashion, SeaWorld high fashion, like their fan page, also on Facebook. But I became friends with those guys. I fell in love with their music on SoundCloud. Oh my God, what a fantastic musical find for the adult ears, right? That's why the show is rated mature, because of the artists that I play. They are very, very language wise. But very original. All the artists that I like to showcase are original and fabulous. I just want to say that. I am looking at an email from the NFL.com, and it's the Dallas Cowboys blog. But I was But what caught my attention was I did not know who had won the game last night, but the 49ers beat the Detroit Lions. As much as I love Cam Newton, I did want to see my Houdat Nation, the Saints, win. In the first half of the game, it looked like Drew Brees and the Saints were going to win the game. But what happened? The Panthers won 35-27. Wow. But I'm reading an article about the Cowboys, and apparently something happened during the game, and owner Jones is expecting to be fined for something. So just check that out. It reads that the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, said he believes the NFL would take a look at a hit on Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee from Seattle receiver Golden Tate for possibly supplementary discipline. Lee was chasing Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson on a scramble when Tate was able to get a blindside angle on him and crush him. The play was not penalized, but the league has been tough on unnecessary violence. And Jones said he believes Tate led with his helmet and hidden in Lee in the chest. That was SeaWorld High Fashion. I didn't mean to stop in the middle of the sentence, but SeaWorld High Fashion. SeaWorld High Fashion was a guest on the show a week ago. It was a week ago, on September the 8th. He was a guest on September the 8th. Look in the check out the archive shows. Check out the archive shows. Yeah. Okay. Believes Tate led with his helmet and hidden Lee in the chest. We saw the same thing you saw, but he ain't hit, Jones said. That's certainly something that we expect penalties and fines about, but they didn't see the helmet hit or they would have called it. Tate said he didn't think that the play was a penalty. I knew that I didn't hit him in his helmet, Tate said. I knew that I hit him somewhere in his midsection. But the rules changed so much that you really don't know if it's a rule this year or not. I'm happy that it wasn't a penalty. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said he asked officials about the play. I thought he was a defenseless player who was hit, Garrett said. That is something the league is trying to guard against, and it's a pretty good example of what that was. Part of the problem was that Tate celebrated after the hit and grinned the Cowboys. He can celebrate if he wants, Lee said. I bet if you went head-to-head and squared up, he wouldn't be celebrating that much. But that's football, and hits like that happen. Lee was held on the sidelines for evaluation but returned to the game. He said he had no after effects from the hit. The trainers did a good job of assessing me, and I feel good, he said. I got clearance, and my head didn't hurt at all. So, I didn't watch the Dallas game. I did watch the Saints game. And then I did watch the beginning of the 49ers and the Lions. I know some of my sports fans are listening and maybe want to hear a little bit of that. So I was just curious. So that's an email from NFL. 1st and 10. Here's New Orleans native, Morrell Road, Louisiana-based rap artist, Draft.
I am legend, I am life, I am deadly. I am sharp, I am weapon, left or the right direction. I am son, I am husband, I am nephew, I am cousin. But if their eyes just the same, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am on my own as I want. I am strong, I am tough, I am over that wall. I am am above overall. I am love, I am raw, I am loyalty in the jaw. I am who I are, I am everything that they aren't. I am everything but a star, I am only original. I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am with the game to listen, I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision. I am, this is where it counts. Yeah, nigga, for attention. I am stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am, wait, where did he go? I am so ram rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am Reynolds. I am riddle, I am question, I am answer, I am lesson well done. I am good, I am great, I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can't keep up. I'm too deep up in that hope for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone to come. I am art, I am righteous, and I talk, I'm something else. Yeah!
Thank you, Draft. And also, I have a new song that's Extreme Woody. I don't know if many of you love Extreme Woody like I obviously do, but he sent a new song to me a couple of days ago. And I might be able to play it before we leave this morning. But I want to thank you. Thank you so much for your support, most definitely. And here's a couple of tips from this book, Walk Off Weight, The Wild Program. Page 166, what a serving size look like. 3 ounces of cooked meat, the palm of your hand, excluding your fingers, are a deck of cards. That's what 3 ounces of cooked meat look like. The palm of your hand, excluding your fingers, are a deck of cards. I have little bitty hands. That's not much. One medium piece of fruit. A tennis ball, 1 ounce of cheese, 1 tube of lipstick, 1 cup of a closed fist, 1/2 cup equals to a computer mouse, 1/2 baseball, 1/4 cup, 1/2 tennis ball, 1 tablespoon. I'm always like instructed to like take a 1 tablespoon or something, and 1 tablespoon, 1/2 golf ball, the tip of your thumb from last knuckle. So 1 tablespoon is 1/2 golf ball, the tip of your thumb from your last knuckle, and 1 teaspoon, a dime. And they mean a dime, I'm sure. 1 teaspoon, a dime. But again, what a serving size looks like. 3 ounces of cooked meat, the size of the palm of your hand, excluding your fingers, are a deck of cards. 1 medium piece of fruit, a tennis ball. 1 ounce of cheese, 1 tube of lipstick. 1 cup, a closed fist. 1/2 cup, a computer mouse. 1/2 baseball. 1/4 cup, 1/2 tennis ball. 1 tablespoon, 1/2 golf ball, the tip of your thumb from your last knuckle. And a teaspoon is a dime. And I have been Y'all ever see the infomercial? Napalea? I've been ingesting Napalea for probably about the past 3-4 days. it's a wellness drink, juice from a berry. And so I'm still studying the product information, but I honestly feel like I have noticed a difference. Napalea, I'm sure some of you are, I'm not the only one that's up late at night when the infomercials play, but Napalea, my mom and I both have been ingesting it. And, you know, I seem like in just after maybe 3 or 4 days, I've been somewhat of a difference. So, you know, sometimes you don't know when you order certain items from infomercials. But, hey, sometimes you do find out. I know when I ordered the product, gentleman I spoke with was very informative and received information before the arrival of the products and have information galore also to study. And also, it's not just Napalea, there's products also that they market, like replacement meals and drinks and so on. So I'll let you all know if it's really a success or not. Some of you probably have a testimony from the usage of Napalea and ingesting Napalea, but I'm feeling the results just after 3 or 4 days of ingesting. But that's portion control, what I just shared with you from Walk Off the Weight. And I'm a person, I think I can guesstimate what's a half a cup or what's a teaspoon or a tablespoon and way off chart. So that's good to be provided with just basic comparisons like that. Now, I think I will play that song and 10 more seconds of live streaming, but I don't want to leave without talking a little bit about popular books out there. And this is one book that's popular. Anything by Jillian Michaels, to me, popular. Denise Austin, but we should talk about the popular websites for fitness and health. Jillian Michaels, Spark People, which I talk a lot about. And Diane Wise, what I refer to often. Those are some of the most popular websites. But I would play that song my friends and my friend in the chat room. It's not over yet, though. One thing about it, even when the show is over, the chat can still go on. Now, like right now, I can't take any more calls. The live stream has stopped. The calls will stop, but you all can come into the chat room in and all time. Even after broadcast, I can continue chatting with you. I have done that before with listeners where we carried on our conversations after the end of the broadcast. So, and I do it also with other shows that I listen to here at blogtalkradio.com. And you know what? I want to shout out all the other blogtalkradio.com hosts and the staff that's here also. And right now, there are a lot of shows broadcasting right now, and especially ministries. And so if you feel you need prayer or you need to talk with someone or you want to listen to the word, and there are so many ministries on this broadcasting right now that you can request, seek prayer with or just listen to right now. Bunch of shows on. There's shows of different markets and different niches on right now, but most definitely during this time of the morning, Blog Talk Radio is saturated with the live broadcasts from different ministries. But you know, there are several morning shows and sports talk shows. I don't know about the other, most of the entertainment lifestyle shows. Air predominantly at night. I just love morning time. I'm capable of broadcasting now during prime time hours. So I just wanted to share that info. You all want to hear Extreme Woody's song that he sent me? We're going over a little bit. I said this morning that we're going to definitely stop at 7 o'clock. But let's see if I can find his new song that he sent me a couple of days ago. Oh, my goodness. It's called Still Got That Swing. Here we go. His extreme Woody still got that swing. Well, still got that swing. Don't want to swing this. Don't want to play this morning. So I'll do my best to play it before leaving. If not, you guys will definitely hear it tomorrow. Now, isn't that something? Ready to share a six-string Woody song? Still got that swing. It doesn't want to play, so, I don't know what happened. Here's Rock and Roll Man. It doesn't want to play. So, Anton. Still doesn't want to play. So, yeah, that's a song that he sent me a couple days ago. Where his Prince, remember Prince today, The View.
Got great legs to figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water I drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in her water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
SoundCloud from Australia. That was Prince live in Australia on May the 30th, and he'll be live in a couple weeks in Chicago starting on September 24th. So his residency dates will be 24th, 25th, and 26th when his Welcome to Chicago presented by Live Nation, and also tickets can be purchased at Ticketmaster. And those of you that network on Facebook, there's a Facebook page also, Welcome to Chicago. But Prince will be on The View today, a guest on The View. He, Rosario Dawson, and also Van Jones, community activist. They will be guests here. It comes on at 10 a.m. Well, because it's a live broadcast, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time here in Mississippi. So looking forward to seeing that broadcast. So it should be a good one and an informative one. Maybe he will talk about future cities and dates also that he will be stopping in. But seems like they're going to be talking about the residency in Chicago and the organization that he will be assisting during the residency in Chicago. And I'm checking out Top 10 Books at abebooks.com. And the books are 10, Power Speed, Endurance, a skill-based approach to endurance. Power Speed Endurance is a highly effective training system that has catapulted thousands of endurance athletes to the next level. And it is developed by the CrossFit Endurance founder. And then the ninth one, I'm just reading little snippets of info for you, Everyday Paleo, written by Sarah Fragoso, Brian McKenzie's author of the previous book I mentioned. Do you want to lose weight, regain your health, and achieve a level of fitness you never thought possible? Then you should be reading Everyday Paleo. Then there's Eat and Run, My Unlikely Journey to a Ultra Marathon. And it's written by Scott Jurek. I'm going to go back and read the entire title to you. You Are Your Own Gym, The Bible of Body Weight Exercises, authored by Mark Lauren. He is an elite special operations physical trainer. And he shares rapid results. Do anywhere program for get into amazing shape. Now that sounds like a book I might want to read. Strong Strength, third edition, written by Mark Ripto. Story and Strength has been called the best and most useful of fitness books. It's in the second edition, and you start with basic barbell training. The second edition, Story and Strength, basic barbell training. It sold 80,000 copies. Then there's number five, Becoming a Supple Leopard. Learn how to hack human movement. Join the movement that has reached millions of athletes and coaches. Then there's number four, Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It by Gary Tobbs. Building up on his critical work in Good Calories, Bad Calories, and presenting fresh evidence for his claim. Then there's The Primal Blueprint, Reprogram Your Genes. The Primal Blueprint is simple. That's a plan to help you look and feel your best without struggling or suffering by adapting the simple lifestyle practices in the book. That sounds like a book I need to be reading. The 4-Hour Body, An Uncommon Guide to Rapid Fat Loss, authored by Timothy Ferris, Thinner, Bigger, Faster, Stronger. With 150 pages will you read. It is possible. Reach your genetic potential in 6 months. Sleep 2 hours per day and perform better. 2 hours. And number one, Born to Run, a book authored by Christopher McDougall. And it's an epic adventure that began with one simple question: why does my foot hurt? And so those are the books that they have. Again, there's Born to Run, A Hidden Tribe, Super Athletes. I'm trying to read the entire titles to you all, but those are the main titles, not the subtitles. There's Born to Run, number one. There's The 4-Hour Body, two. The Primal Blueprint, three. Why We Get Fat, four. Becoming a Supple Leopard, five. Starting Strength, six. You Are Your Own Gym, The Bible Body Weight Exercises, seven. Eat and Run, eight. Everyday Paleo, 9, and Power Speed Endurance. Those are the top 10 health and fitness books. And they update their books every hour. And you can visit abebooks.com and / books and bestsellers. So those are some pretty awesome books. So I advise you to check those books out and see what's going on with them, because I've seen, I know three or four that I really would read. You know, you can say, oh, I read all of them, but but like four of them really caught my attention that I seriously should be reading. And there's a list also from Shape.com regarding the 10 must-have health and fitness books. So I think I have a few more minutes. I definitely thought we were going to finish on time this morning. And this is from Shape Magazine, and this was published in the early part of the year. And they're recommending Jennifer Hudson's book is a must-have. I Got This. Skinny Bitch by Rory Friedman and Kim Barnon. Weight Watchers Take Out Tonight. The Science of Yoga by William J. Broad. Juicing, oh yeah. It's the hemp trend that is here to stay. Yes, I believe that. And smoothies, juicing and smoothies. The complete book of juicing. Eat not this. Eat this, not that. 2012, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Plant-Based Nutrition. Another highly recommended book, Fast Food Nation. The 4-Hour Body by Timothy Veras, published in 2010. It boasts great tips from elite athletes, doctors, and jaw-dropping personal experiments. Then there's Food Rules and Eater's Manual by Michael Pollan. The beautiful illustrations in the Food Rules by Michael Pollan and Maury Coleman. Kind of reminds us of a children's book. Yeah, I'm looking at it. But make no mistake, it's for adults who want to live a healthier lifestyle. The Food Wisdom, you'll find in this handbook, will school you on what to eat, how to eat, and more. And it's not all about gaining or losing weight. And many of us, if you want to maintain our weight, that's good. But it's about all of us living healthier lifestyles. So these are the books that's recommended by Shape.com. Food Rules, The 4-Hour Body, Fast Food Nation, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Plant-Based Nutrition, Eat This, Not That, The Complete Book of Juicing, The Science of Yoga, The Risk and Rewards, William J. Broad, Weight Watchers, Take Out Tonight, Skinny Bitch, plus I Got This, How I Changed My Ways and Lost What I Would Weigh Me Down by Jennifer Hudson. So those are 10 must-have fitness, health and fitness books as documented by Shape earlier this year at Shape.com. So I hope this morning has been a blast and has been a motivating Monday for you. It definitely has been for me. I hope that the mayor's office and the teachers union in Chicago can come to an agreement. And I just appreciate your support. Honestly, I do. And with that said, tomorrow we will be discussing, of course, hot entertainment, lifestyle news stories. Tonight, I think the CMT Festival is airing. That should be a blast. And on ABC, if I'm not mistaken. And then tomorrow we're going to be discussing popular diet pills and their effectiveness or lack thereof. And, of course, hot and breaking entertainment news. And Wednesday, be Matters of the Heart. Then we have Thursday, and of course Friday sports, and Saturday, we will discuss a little bit more of print and other various entertainment and lifestyle news stories, all with hot tours and new releases that will be happening. You know what? It is almost time to Christmas shop. I know Halloween's not far. Thanksgiving's not far, and Christmas in 2013 will be here before we know it. So, again, thank you for tuning in, and any shows that you missed or any shows you would like to listen to again, check them out right here at blogtalkradio.com 24/7, even when live broadcasts aren't going on. So I play a couple more songs, and then we'll just call it a morning, and enjoy your morning, enjoy your new week. You are so amazing, and you are definitely, 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 like I always say, appreciate it, really. And follow me if you're not following me at Pinterest.com, KULTRESBETH, KULTRESHOKBETH. Here's Dread Days, we'll rise. Mark, accomplished writer, producer, artist, member of the Revolution, and also I'm playing Andre Simone's America again for you all. Again, the song was inspired by the president, and also, you know, I mentioned to you all that my Republican friends, civil rights leaders, James Meredith and Mr. Charles Evers, are big Obama fans and vote for Obama, plan to vote for him. During this election, I'm quite sure Mr. Evers is, and almost quite sure Mr. Meredith also. But I want to tell you all, Mr. Charles shared with listeners of the show last Wednesday on WMPR 90.1, WMPR90.1.com, that the president sent him a nice birthday letter wishing him a happy birthday from he and the First Lady. And it was that was such a beautiful thing to do. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and let you all know that he had sent Mr. Charles Evers a letter, a beautiful letter that they read over the air in regards to the president and First Lady wishing Mr. Charles Evers a happy 90th birthday. Again, a big shout out to Romney Paul and also to the president and the VP. And until next time, tomorrow, God willing, looking forward to you all spending time with me, if not for the whole broadcast for a few minutes. Here's one more time, Andre Simone. Remember, Prince, The View, this morning, live. Thank you.